请我们翻到启示录。
Can we turn to the book of Revelation?
启示录。
Revelation.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
第一节。
First one.
你要写信给以弗所的教会使者说，那右手拿着七星，在七个金灯台中间行走的说。
To the angel of the church in Ephesus write, the one who holds the seven stars in his right hand, the one who walks among the seven golden lampstands, says this.
我知道你的行为，劳碌忍耐，也知道你不能容忍恶人。你也曾试验那自称为使徒，却不是使徒的，看出他们是假的来。
I know your deeds and your toil and perseverance, and that you cannot tolerate evil men. And you put to the test those who call themselves apostles, and they are not, and you found them to be false.
你也能忍耐，曾为我的名劳苦，并不乏倦。
And you have perseverance and have endured for my name's sake and have not grown weary.
然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你从起初的爱心，你把起初的爱心遗弃了。
But I have this against you, that you have left your first love.
所以应当回想你是从哪里坠落的，并要悔改，行起初所行的事。
Therefore, remember from where you have fallen and repent and do the deeds you did at first, or else I'm going to come to you and will remove your lampstand out of its place unless you repent.
若不悔改，我就临到你那里，把你的灯台从原处挪去。然而你还有一件可取的事，就是你恨恶尼格拉一党人的行为，这也是我所恨。
Yet this you have, you hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。得胜的，我必将神乐园中生命树的果子赐给他。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes.I will grant to eat of the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God.
你要写信给施美拿的使者说，那首先末后死过又活的说。
And to the angel of the church in Smyrna write, the first and the last who was dead and has come to life says this.
我知道你的患难，你的贫穷，你却是富足的，也知道那自称是犹太人所说的毁谤话，其实他们不是犹太人，乃是撒旦一会的人。
I know your tribulation and your poverty, but you are rich, and the blasphemy by those who say they are Jews and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan.
你将要受的苦，你不用怕。魔鬼要把你们中间几个人下在监里，叫你们被试炼，你们必受患难时日。
Do not fear what you are about to suffer. Behold, the devil is about to cast some of you into prison.So that you will be tested and you will have tribulation for 10 days.
你务要至死忠心，我就赐给你那生命的冠冕。
Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。得胜的必不受第二次死害。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He who overcomes will not be hurt by the second death.
我们都知道，从昨天晚上开始，一直包括今天下午两堂，我们要一同来看教会的道路。
We know that since last night and these two afternoons, we're going to look at the way of the church.
我们特别从教会最早是300年的历史，我们来得着历史的教训。
We want to learn some lessons from the earliest church history of the first 300 years.
那因为是300年的缘故，所以我们在一堂平均要有100年的历史。
But because it's 300 years, we'll cover about 100 years per session.
那昨天晚上我们大概已经开了一个头。
Last night we had an intro.
但是昨天我们所根据历史的资料，通通是圣经的资料。
But the information on which we based upon yesterday's message was all from the Bible.
当我们进到第二世纪。第三世纪的时候
When we come to the second century and the third century,
我们当然要从历史里面来找。
We have to find information from history.
所以这就是一般大家所读的教会的历史。
So this is what we speak of church history.
可是我们这里有一个问题。
But there's a problem here.
你可以从教会历史里面找到很多的资料。
You can find a lot of info from church history.
有的时候你找到一些，你根本就找不到。
Sometimes you will find it, sometimes you won't.
我们举个很简单的例子。
Give you a simple example.
比方说。12个使徒们他们最后的遭遇。
For example, the final result of what happened to the 12 apostles.
我们知道 这十二个使徒的确是被打发到世界各地。
Now we know these 12 apostles were sent out to the world.
他们在不同的地方劳苦。
And then they labored in different places.
但有一件事非常的稀奇。
But there's an amazing thing.
圣灵好像把这十二使徒把他们隐藏起来。
As if the Holy Spirit hid these 12 apostles.
我们知道一点关于保罗的。
We know a little bit about Paul.
但是保罗还不是十二个使徒。
But Paul is not one of the 12 apostles.
我们知道一点彼得的故事。
We know a little bit of the story of Peter.
我们大概也知道点约翰的故事。
And we know a little bit about the story of John.
马太呢？
How about Matthew?
安德烈。
How about Andrew?
巴德罗买呢？
Bartholomew.
那这是十二个使徒。
These 12 apostles.
肯定的，他们是跟随主一直到路终的。
Surely they follow the Lord till the end.
但是你会觉得很稀奇。
But you'll think it's amazing.
使徒行传应该是讲到他们的行传。
Acts should speak about the acts of the apostles.
但是在这个书，在这一封书信里面。多半我们看到的是彼得，还有就是保罗。
But in this book, we mainly see Peter and Paul.
我们要问说，到底当时十二个使徒他们在劳苦在那里，他们奠定了很好的根基。
So we want to ask these 12 apostles after establishing a great foundation.
但是我们似乎找不到他们的史料。
But we almost don't find much about their history.
我们所说的史料是指的可靠的文献书。
We're talking about reliable sources about what happened to them.
不是指着传统说。
It's not based on tradition.
比方说，马可曾经到了这个到了过意大利。
Mark once was in Italy.
那么特别到了威尼斯这一带。
He went to Venice.
他在那里做工的。
He had worked there.
这个我们是听说了。
We heard about this.
安德烈也在哥林多湾附近在那里工作。
And Andrew worked close to the Corinth Bay.
但是不管怎么样。
No matter what.
这个只是传说。
These are but tradition.
这个并没有很可靠的记载。
There aren't reliable sources or writing.
就是后来不知道教会经过了多少年以后，慢慢就传说他们的故事。
And then after many years of church history, there was hearsay about this.
所以我们根本就不知道他们最后的情况是怎样。
So we don't know what their last situation was.
所以我们知道说，在这一方面，你看你史料是完全欠缺的。
So we know that.You know, real documents about what happened to them is very scarce.
所以我们如果真的要明白教会历史里面所发生的事。
So if we truly want to understand what happened in church history.
第一，我们当然所根据的史料必须是非常准确的。
The first is that our basis must be very reliable.
如果那个资料来源不准确的，我们只能是传说，我们不能说是历史。
If the source is not reliable, we can only say it's.Hearsay.
所以这是第一方面的问题。
That's the first problem.
那就是历史资料的问题。
That's the historical fact.
你怎么知道这些是可靠的历史？
Or how do you know that history is reliable?
你可以听听说马可到了这个意大利。
You can hear that Mark went to Italy.
你也可以想象他怎么到了威尼斯。
And you can imagine how he went to Venice.
然后后来呢，这个。后来呢？不知道为什么他的这个寻道的骨头呢，就跑到亚历山大去。
And then don't know why his bones are taken to Alexandria.
所以最后呢，我们知道说这个威尼斯的人呢非常爱马可。
So because those who are in Venice really love Mark.
到了第九世纪的时候，他们就到了这个亚历山大。
And in the 9th century, they went to Alexandria.
好几个很有钱的商人，结果就把这个马可的骨头就从那里偷出来。
Many rich businessmen stole Mark's bones from that.
然后就把它葬在哪里？就把它葬在威尼斯。
And then buried it in Venice.
所以今天大家到威尼斯有一个广场叫做马可的广场。
And if you go to Venice today, there is a courtyard called Mark's Courtyard.
那根据传说，那么那个马可。马可的骨头呢，就放在那个马可的 basilica 里面。
So then, according to tradition, Mark's bones were placed in the Mark's basilica.
那这些通通不是历史。
Now none of this is history.
这个偷骨头是历史。
Now stealing bones is history.
但是马可是不是当初到了威尼斯？ 我们不清楚。Now,
whether Mark went to Venice or not, we don't know.
因为没有一些可靠的事。
There's no reliable source.
所以你就发现很稀奇。
So you think it's interesting.
我们觉得使徒过去以后，接着应该是使徒们的故事。
So we thought that after the apostles are gone, then you should talk about the history of it.
但是圣灵好像故意把他们隐藏起来。
But as if the Holy Spirit hid them.
这里有很重要的原因。
There's an important reason.
等一等，我们再回到这一点来。
We will return to that point.
第二点。
Second point.
当我们读这些教会历史，
When we study this church history,
我们以为我们明白了，我们懂得教会的历史。
We think that we understand church history.
但如果你真的是一个读历史的人，
But if you're one that's a true historian,
你发现说寻找发现一些历史的资料史料是一件事。
So to find historical facts is one thing.
但是你怎么解释它？
How you interpret them is a separate story.
比方说，像马丁路德起来改革。So
for example, Martin Luther, when he started the Reformation,
对于今天得着他帮助的人是一种的解释。
Those who were helped by him is one explanation.
对于反对他的人是另外一个解释。
Those who are against him have a different explanation.
所以大家不要忘记。So
everyone should forget.
我们对于历史的认识。So
our understanding of history
不仅是根据
It's not just according to historical facts.
现在你怎么解释这些？
How do you interpret such facts?
那么既然我们要来看教会的道路，
Now, since we're going to look at the way of the church,
我们可以找到第二世纪、第三世纪一些可靠的历史。
So we should be able to find some reliable facts of the second and third century.
现在我们都知道有什么事情发生。
Now we know what things are going to happen.
因为有相当可靠的资料。
Because there are reliable sources.
但是问题就是，
But the problem is
this. 你怎么明白，你怎么解释这些所发生的？
How do you interpret these facts?
所以我们需要有一个可靠的解释。
We need a reliable explanation.
不是你的解释。
Not your explanation.
也不是我的解释。
Not my explanation.
那个解释必须是圣灵的解释。
That explanation must come from the Holy Spirit.
那个解释必须是天上来的解释。
That explanation must be from heaven.
那个解释必须是神话语的解释。
That explanation must come from the Word of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
只有神的话是可靠的。
Only the Word of God is reliable.
只有圣灵的解释是可靠的。
Only the explanation of the Holy Spirit is reliable. When you hear it and when you understand the explanation of the Holy Spirit, then you see light.
然后你就能走在光所照亮的道路上。
So you can walk upon the way of light.
这就是我们这一次聚集很重要的目的。So
this is one important reason that we gather
together.
We're not here just to study a bit of history.
我们要寻找历史的教训。
We have to find the teaching of history.
但这个教训不是人。
But this teaching doesn't come from man. This teaching comes from God. If God gives us such teaching, the only reliable source is His own word. In other words,
神的话里面有没有对这些的历史做过解释？
Has the Word of God explained these historical facts?
所以这个就是我们今天要开始以前，我们必须要把它弄清楚。So
before we start today, we have to be clear about this.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
今天主没有把我们留在黑暗里。The
Lord did not leave us in darkness.
所以当你读到启示录的时候，
So when you come to the book of Revelation,
很明显启示录是一本预言的书。
It's very clear that the book of Revelation is prophetic.
当约翰往回头看的时候，
As John looked back,
他看到起初生命的道。
He saw that the Word was in the beginning.
他还记得教会是怎么诞生。
And he remembers how the church was born.
然后经过33年以后，
And then after 33 years,
教会怎么成长，
How the church grew up.
又经过33年，
Another 33 years.
那就是现在他所看见的亚细亚的几个教会。
Now what he saw in the seven of the different churches in Asia,
教会怎样的老化，
How the church aged.
这个所代表的那是过去的100年。
What this represents is what happened 100 years before.
这里不仅有历史，也有历史。
You see that here's the history and the interpretation.
因为在神的话语，
Because it's in the Word of God.
但现在，
But now,
听见背后有声音说，
He heard a voice behind him.
那个声音说， 你要把你所看见的写在书上。
That voice said, write what you have seen.
达于以弗所、示梅拿、别加摩、推亚推拉、撒迪、菲拉铁菲、老底加那七个教会。
And then,
第十一节。
And then says, Take what you see. Send it to the seven churches: Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamum, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea.
我转过身来,
then I turned to see the voice.
转过来就看见七个金灯台,
and having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands.
而且这七个金灯台就是七个教会,
and the seven golden lampstands are the seven churches.
他回过头去看七个教会,
when he turned around and looked,
he saw the church.
This is in the past.
当他转过来,
when he turned back,
他是面对将来,
he's facing the future.
所以现在呢, 圣灵要把主的话直接说给他的教会去,
now the Holy Spirit was going to speak directly to his church.
然后呢, 我们的主就说话,
then our Lord spoke.
然后我们的主, 然后呢, 我们知道七封书信就写给了七个教会。
Now then the seven letters were written to the seven churches.
那么第一个封书信是写给以弗所,
now the first letter was written to Ephesus.
第二封书信是写给施美,
second to Smyrna.
我们讲过,
we already spoke.
如果天气美好的话,
if the weather is good,
这个使徒约翰他在别加摩海岛, 他应该能看见以弗所的海岸线。
So Apostle John, he should be able to see the shoreline of Ephesus.
所以第一封信是给以弗所,
so the first letter is to the church in Ephesus.
然后稍微再远一点,
a little further in,
远一点是施美拿,
is Smyrna.
然后接下去的是别加摩,
and the next is Pergamum.
再接下去是推亚推拉,
Thyatira.
再接下去是撒迪,
Sardis.
再接下去是菲拉铁菲,
then Philadelphia.
最远的,
and the furthest is Laodicea.
所以大概是按照那个远近的次序, 所以就有了第一封信, 第二封信, 一直到第七封信。
So it was written according to the distance from where John was.
那这七封书信,
now these seven epistles,
讲到第一个世纪, 就是使徒约翰还在的时候,
when it speaks about the time that John was still there,
那个时候教会的光景,
at that time, the condition of the church,
所以那个时候的教会成为使徒时代的教会,
so that was the church in its apostolic age.
我们已经说过了,
so we already said,
在七个教会里面五个教会需要悔改,
amongst the seven churches, five needed to repent.
所以你看见在第一个世纪最后的33年,
so in the first century, the last 33 years,
教会慢慢开始老化,
the church started to age. The testimony of the church started to become
different.
At this time, John had something to say. The Holy Spirit allowed John to say something. Because John was there mending the net. You see that amongst the seven nets, five were broken. On the one hand, they needed to repent. On the other hand, John tells us how he's going to mend the net.
所以你看见吗? 这个就是当时的七个教会。
So these are the seven churches.
那时候教会的光景是这样的光景。
At that time, the condition of the church was such.
所以既然这是可靠的史料,
now, if this is reliable historical
fact, 所以很明显的这就是第一个世纪的,
so this is the history of the first century.
这个我们清楚的,
now we are clear.
这是大概的历史,
now it's the general history.
因为是七个教会来做代表,
because the seven churches are representative.
你从七个教会你大可以知道那是众教会大概的方向。
So you know from the seven churches, those are the general condition of that.
所以这个是当你读到第二章第三章,
so this is what you come, happens when you come to chapter 2 and chapter 3.
所以这七个教会的的确确是当时第一个世纪的,
so these seven churches were indeed the churches of the first century.
以弗所教会曾经在荣耀,
the church at Ephesus once was in glory,
曾经达到丰满,
had reached maturity,
曾经达到成熟,
had reached perfection.
但曾几何时, 他脸上有了皱纹,
but after time, it started to have wrinkles.
曾几何时, 你看见他身上有了玷污,
so after time, he started to have
spots. 曾几何时, 主说你要悔改,
and then the Lord said, you have to repent. You ought to do the things you did at first.
如果你真的不肯悔改的话,
if you're not willing to repent,
那么迟早有一天, 以弗所教会的灯台要被挪走,
sooner or later, the lampstand of Ephesus would be removed.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters, so the story of the church in Ephesus is a real story. The church in Laodicea was such.
现在它怎样是不冷不热,
how it became a lukewarm church.
主巴不得它或者冷或者热,
the Lord longed for it to be either cold or hot. They thought they were rich, but they were poor. They couldn't see their own condition. They were not only poor themselves, and they didn't know they were poor.
所以除了贫穷之外,
besides being poor, they were in darkness.
这是以弗吉以老底家真实的情绪。
This is the true condition of Laodicea.
教会经过了100年,
the church after 100 years,
从元首开始,
starting from the head,
然后到身体的诞生,
and then to the birth of the body,
到身体的长成,
the growth of the body,
然后到身体的老化,
and then for the body to age.
足足走过了100年。
It was 100 years.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so, brothers and sisters,
现在让我们记得,
so let us remember. So, this is the condition of the church in the first 100 years.
那你细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细细
Now, but because Revelation is a prophetic book,
所以在这里, 圣经特别告诉我们说, 你要把所看见的和现在这个比将来必成的事,
So you have to write of the things that are happening now and will happen in the future. So in the book of Revelation, what John saw was not just what it was in the present, and also the things that must take place. You understand? So this is what in chapter 1, verse 19 says. So if you want, before you understand the purpose of these seven letters, these seven letters are things of now.
这什么意思?
What does it mean?
这就是第一个世纪那时候教会的光景.
So this is the condition of the church in the first century.
这就是老约翰他所担心他所知道的教会的光景.
So this is the condition that John knew about already.
所以把你所看见和现在的事,
so write what you see and the things of now that you see.
将来必成的事,
but also what must take place.
什么意思?
What does it mean?
这个七个教会是现在的事,
the seven churches are present,
是第一个世纪已经发生的,
already happened in the first century. At the same time, it's also what must happen in the future. So the Holy Spirit uses these seven churches as representation.
怎样的走过两千年，甚至比两千年还要多，一直等到主回来。To
represent how the church would go through 2,000 years until the Lord's return.
所以这七个教会的确确代表第一个世纪的教会。So
these seven churches spoke of the first century church.
它也的确确代表教会两千年来一直到了主回来以前。 事情还没有发生,
it also speaks about the prophecy of all of church history of the 2,000 years. So if you want to know the things in the future of the church, you want to know about the prophecy for the church, you have to study Revelation 2 and 3. Now you're clear? The Lord has given very clear
rules.
You study chapter 2, chapter
3.
It's the things of now. It's also things that must
fulfill the future.
If it's things of the future, chapter 2 and 3 are prophecy. It is this way. Think about it. God, the Lord said to the church in Philadelphia, if you keep my word of perseverance, I will keep you from the hour of testing.
那普天下受试炼就是许多大灾难的时候。
So when the whole world goes through it says because the hour about to come upon the whole world means that the whole world will go through tribulation.
所以弟兄姊妹在这里有一个应许，这个应许腓立比教会。
So there's a promise to the church in Philadelphia.
在七个教会里面,
amongst the seven churches,
只有对腓立比有背起的应许。
There is the only the promise Only Philadelphia has the promise of rapture. How can the church escape tribulation? How can the church be raptured before the great tribulation? There's one verse.
有一个应许,
there's a promise.
很明显是给
It's very clear, given to the Church of Philadelphia. Think about it,
brother.
If Philadelphia only speaks about the Church of this first
assembly,
I'm asking you, how can this portion be fulfilled? How can it speak to the Church of Philadelphia in the first century?
So
it's very clear.
是第一世纪有一部分是很明显对他们说的。
So a portion of this passage was clearly spoken to them.
但同时也是为也是应许我们说。
At the same time, it's for us.
当主回来以前,
that when the Lord returns,
教会的光景像菲勒铁菲。
The condition of the church is like the church in Philadelphia.
如果教会真的这样得胜的,
if the church is truly overcoming,
在大灾难以前,
before the great tribulation,
你看见他们要废弃,
you will see they will be raptured.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这件事情到现在还没有发生。
This hasn't happened yet.
所以可见,
so indeed,
菲勒铁菲的教会,
the church in Philadelphia,
在第一的世纪就有了,
not just exist in the first century. It speaks about that local church in Philadelphia.
但是不要忘记, 圣灵就用那个菲勒铁菲的教会,
so then the Holy Spirit uses the church of Philadelphia
来告诉我们说, 将来在主回来以前,
to tell us that before the Lord returns,
教会的光景是用菲勒铁菲来形容,
the condition of the church is used to be described through Philadelphia.
如果教会真的已经得着冠冕,
if the church really has received this crown,
如果教会真的得胜的话,
if the church is really overcoming,
你看见神应许他们,
see that God promised them,
等到大灾难的时候,
when great tribulation will come,
你看菲勒铁菲教会不需要经过,
the church of Philadelphia doesn't have to go to tribulation. This is the proof.
所以弟兄姊妹,
we don't have time to look in detail because our time is limited. We'll just touch upon it briefly.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters, it's clear now.
第二章第三章,
chapter 2, chapter 3. On the one hand, it's the condition of the first century of church history. On the other hand, it's prophecy. If the first century is history,
但是呢,因为它又是预言,
but because it's also prophecy,
所以有的事还没有发生,
so certain things haven't happened yet.
所以这个就应该发生在教会2000年一直到主回来所发生的。So
it must happen before the Lord's return.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
现在我们终于有了一段圣经里面关乎教会的预言。So
there is a biblical prophecy on the church in the Bible.
那既然是预言,
now if it's prophecy,
你就要问它是怎么应验,
you have to ask how is it fulfilled.
所以你就回过去看2000年的历史,
so you look back at the 2000 years of
church,
and then you do a comparison with church history, you'll discover that this prophecy was fulfilled. This prophecy was fulfilled amazingly. You'll think it's pretty amazing. This afternoon and tonight, you'll find that the Word of God is so accurate. On the one hand, you see that the prophecy of the church was fulfilled. Some have not been fulfilled. Some are fulfilled in your life. In my life.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so, brothers and
sisters,
this is the way of the church. Are you in the purpose of God?
今天你说, oh,
you say we came to the U.S. by accident.
我们说,
so we said because to search for good living we come to the U.S. Then we met the Lord. And we met brothers and sisters. And then we met together. True, it's this way. But don't forget.
今天如果整个二章三章是教会的预言的话
So if chapter 2 and chapter 3 are prophecy
那你看见我们就在里面
So we are in it
我们一面生活我们一面在那里写历史
On the one hand we're living there and on the other hand we're writing history
我们属灵的光景就是圣经里面所预言的
Our spiritual condition is prophesied in the Bible
所以弟兄
So brothers and sisters because of this
当你把教会两千年的历史
So if you take the 2,000 years of church history
和这个预言对照的
And then you do a comparison with this prophecy
有的已经预言了
Some have already been fulfilled
三个教会
For example, the three churches
以弗所
Ephesus
斯梅拿
In Smyrna
还有别加摩
And in Pergamum
刚好代表教会最早的三个时期
It speaks about the three earliest stages of church history
而以弗所是代表使徒时代的教会
The church in Ephesus speaks about the apostolic age church.
斯梅拿代表第二、第三世纪的教会。
Church of Smyrna speaks about the church of centuries 2 and 3.
然后别加摩就从第四世纪一直到第六世纪。
And the Pergamum speaks of history from the 4th to the 6th century.
很稀奇啊。
Amazingly,
这三个教会都没有讲到主再来。
These three churches, none of them spoke about the return of the Lord.
都已经走入历史了。
So they have already walked into history.
但是后面的四个教会。
But the last four churches,
讲到推亚推拉。
Thyatira,
讲到沙迪
Sardis
讲到 Philadelphia
Philadelphia
讲到老底家
Laodicea
都讲到主的再来
All speak about the Lord's return
所以这证明什么
What does that prove
证明说这个历史仍旧在继续当中
So this history is continuing
但是前面三个教会又没有讲到主再来
But because the first three churches didn't speak about the Lord's return
所以他们已经走入历史
So they already walked into history
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters
你如果仔细来看的话
So if you read carefully
我想是非常非常
I think it's very clear
那我们这样读它有什么好处呢
So what's the benefit of studying it this way
你明白吗
Now you understand
现在我们终于找到一个很重要的钥匙
We found an important key
我们不光读历史
We not just study history
我们当场和神的话一对照的时候
As we compare with the word of God
啊我们就找到了历史的解释
We discover the explanation of history
明白吗弟兄姊妹
Now you understand
这一点很重要的
This is very important
你如果将来要读历史
If you're going to study history
我要请你记得
I ask you to remember
你可以是历史学家
You can be a historian
你也可以解释历史
You can interpret history
但你怎么知道你的解释是最好的解释
How do you know your interpretation is correct
但今天我们知道
But today we know
你教会历史有个解释
For church history there's an explanation
它不是可靠的解释
It's not just reliable
这个解释也给了我一条道路
It also gives us a way
这是为什么我们要读启示录二章三章
That's why we have to study Revelation 2 and 3
但是我们这一次没有时间仔细去读它
We have no time to go into detail
但是感谢主
But thank the Lord
光是一点点时间
Just a little bit of time
我把它稍微点一下就可以了
I'll just point out something
那我再说弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
我们需要很长的时间很长一段时间来读二章三章
Now we need a lot of time to study chapter 2 and 3.
但是我们这一次只是蜻蜓点水也点一下就可以了。
But we will just touch briefly on it.
所以我刚才已经说过了。
So I already said.
前面三个教会乃代表教会三个时期。
The first three churches speaks about the first three stages in church history.
使徒时代的。
Apostolic age.
第二、第三世纪。
Second and third century.
然后第四个、第五世纪。
Fourth through sixth century.
然后教会就进入了黑暗。
And then the church entered to the dark ages.
那弟兄姊妹，
但是
你不要忘记
，Don't forget，
这就是推亚推拉。
This is Thyatira.
你怎么知道推亚推拉教会进入黑暗时期
？How did Thyatira enter the dark ages？
有一节圣经就很清楚
了。There's a verse very clear.
你去看这个第二十八节
228.
我又要把晨星赐给他
，and I will give him the morning star。
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
这是神给推亚推拉教会的应许。
This is a promise to the church in Thyatira.
虽然推亚推拉教会荒凉
，even though the church in Thyatira desolate
离开了神的主
，left the Lord's purpose，
但有一半的圣徒
，but there are a group of overcomers.
你看见吗
？You see that？
这一帮人不是特别的人
，these people are not a special group of people.
这一帮人乃是大体的基督徒都落在神旨意的水平下的。
So this is when most Christians fall under the standard line.
他们
So they stand on the standard line of God. So they still keep the testimony of God. The testimony of God is upon their shoulders. They are the overcomers in the church. What is their reward? If they go through the most dark ages of the church, and you cannot see even your five fingers how dark it is. But God gave him a promise. What is that promise? He will give him the morning star. When does the morning star appear? The morning star is when it's the darkest of the night. Before the sun rises, the first star that appears, it is the brightest star. There's a group of young people that went to Jerusalem
morning.
They woke up early to go. So it was still very dark when they took the taxi. So we want to go to Mount of Olives to see the sunrise. And it was very dark. They just wanted to see the sunrise. But they didn't imagine. The Lord gave them the morning star. So before the sun appeared, there was a morning star. It was the darkest at night. Remember, brothers. Here it tells us the overcomers. The overcomers, God will reward them. Of course, they're waiting for the sunrise. If they're waiting for the Lord's return, but brothers and sisters, they receive the best reward. They receive the morning star. Brothers and sisters, remember, if what they receive is the morning star, so what the place that they're at is the very dark. They can't see their
hands.
Brothers and sisters, that proves that the church was in its darkest time. It was so dark. People didn't understand what salvation was. So dark. People had to buy penance.
Indulgence.
When you bought indulgence, and then your sins are forgiven. Brothers and sisters, when the church was in its darkest time, so the Pope could pass on that to his son and to his grandson. Did it happen? And then there would be triplets that were all popes.
So,
brothers and sisters, if you really study church history, you know that to a point, the condition of the church is described that of entire church. So, brothers and sisters, it shows us that there is idols everywhere.
So, brothers,
very clearly, if you study the condition of Thyatira, you see people ate food offered to idols. The idols everywhere.
What
are these, brothers and sisters? If you know the church of Thyatira just a little bit, so during the dark ages, it was the condition of
Thyatira.
So when Calvin, John Calvin, came to do Reformation, he was in Geneva. He was in St. Peter's Cathedral. So everybody awoke. So they said that now we need to reform. So the first thing they did was they knocked down all the idols. So you go to Geneva today, you see St. Peter's Cathedral. There's not even one idol there. Everywhere there were idols. Where did these idols go? Not far from the St. Peter's Cathedral, archaeologists will tell you there is a pit. If you dig deep enough, all the idols were buried there. How can the church have idols? How can the church be a place to worship idols? This is Thyatira. So the word of God is very clear. You just wait a little bit longer. Church in Sardis. Sardis means the remnant. Brothers and sisters. You see this? As if the church was taken to Babylon, just a few minority came back. In the Old Testament, these were the remnants. But thank the Lord. In the 16th century, the Lord through Martin Luther, through Calvin,
Zwingli,
so then he brought us back from Babylon to Jerusalem. Now our eyes are open. We have an open Bible. We know that today we are justified by faith. Martin Luther didn't know this. Martin Luther had no peace. One time when it thundered, he felt that that thunder was chasing after him. So then he crouched down into the field and said, Hail Mary. He had no peace. He had no peace in the monastery. He had no peace when he self-abased. He felt that God was going to kill him. He was a sinner. How could he be justified? So he could do nothing. He
had
to go to Rome. He went to Rome. So there was a place in Rome. So there's a mother of Constantine that brought a ladder from steps from Jerusalem to Rome. So the tradition tells us that these steps were when Pilate charge the Lord. As if there's many blood stains of the Lord Jesus. So the dark times of the church, not even Martin Luther didn't have peace. So the more he climbed up, the more he cried. So if he touched the blood of the Lord Jesus, he thought about how the Lord Jesus was crucified for him. On the more he climbed, so the more he climbed, your sins will be forgiven more. So when Martin Luther was halfway up, the word of God came to him. The righteous are justified by faith. Brothers and sisters, so the light from heaven enlightened Martin Luther. And then Martin Luther enlightened the whole world with that. So brothers and sisters, so now we saw that the sunlight has come out. According to the word of God, we understand that the salvation of the Lord, we are saved by faith through grace. So righteous are justified by faith. Brothers and sisters, thank the Lord. So now Martin Luther returned. Martin Luther also brought us back. We are like the remnant of the Old Testament. Thank the Lord. We finally have returned. Brothers and sisters, this is the church in Sardis. So from the 16th century onward, this is the condition of the church. And you read on. Before the Lord's return, the condition of the church is that of Laodicea. What does Laodicea mean? It means that everybody's opinion counts. If you have an opinion, I have an opinion. You have a PhD. I'm also an important manager at work. And at work, work, whatever state counts, in the school, everybody listens to me. You think the church should go this way? You think that I should do this? Brothers and sisters? So this is the opinion of many. The problem is this. So when everybody thinks they are rich, why do you have an opinion? If you're poor, you have no opinion. You feel I have nothing to contribute. Said I'm afraid of myself. What if I give the wrong opinion and something goes wrong with the church? The church is the Lord's. Brothers and sisters, the church only has one head. If Christ is the head, you and I cannot be the head. How can you and I dare to give opinions? Only when you're so rich to the point, you study so much Bible, you've been saved for so many years, you feel now I should have an opinion. I think I should know how to do this and that. What does that prove? Because everybody's rich. Much biblical knowledge. If you're not in the US today, you don't have that many reference books. If you don't understand English, you don't know there's that many rich in spiritual books. Now it's different. Your eyes are open. You know English. You know how to use Kindle. You know how to use iPhone. So you have all the information.
Brothers,
we thought we have
it.
We think we understand. But what did the Lord say? You thought you were rich. You are poor, wretched, and miserable. So if you're truly rich, how come what you manifest is that of lukewarm? Your head is too clear. You're too rich. To be the safest is to be lukewarm. Now, those who are ignorant, maybe they're too hot. They're too smart, they're too cold. We're the way of the compromise, we not cold, not hot. The Lord said, I wish that you were either hot or cold. If you do not repent, I will spit you out of my mouth. Brothers and sisters, isn't the church the body of Christ? Shouldn't the church be full of the presence of the Lord? You have everything? According to the word of God, you break bread. According to the Bible, you teach. Don't we have everything? Shouldn't we have the presence of God? If we have the presence of the Lord, why is the Lord knocking outside the door? Isn't it amazing? Oftentimes, as we see the Lord knocking on the outside. We can preach the gospel, we can say this. We say the Lord Jesus is knocking outside your door. Open the door of your heart and the Lord Jesus will come in. You can borrow this verse this way. But don't borrow for so long you don't return it. This verse is really for the church. The Lord is knocking the door of the church. Isn't it amazing? The church should be so full. The churches have everything. Everybody's opinion should represent the opinion of the Lord. It should be full of life. It should be full of the presence of God. But then the Lord is knocking outside the door. So brothers and sisters, you see this? So this is before the Lord returns. The condition of the church of Laodicea. Brothers and sisters, if we are humble, if we let the Holy Spirit speak to us, don't you think that when we write church history, when we live church life, unbeknownst to us, don't we add interpretations to those words? Isn't it clear that this has been fulfilled on us? But thank the Lord. You know that our Lord never fails. Between
the church in Sardis and Laodicea, there's a church in Philadelphia. When you study the seven churches, the two churches didn't have to repent. One is Smyrna. One is Philadelphia. Brothers and sisters, isn't it amazing? Smyrna had no rebuke. But only for the church of Philadelphia, the Lord actually had praise. How did the Lord praise them? Two things.
主说我已经爱你,
said, I have already loved you. For the seven churches, the Lord, other churches, the Lord didn't say that.
主说我已经爱你,
said, I have already loved you.
还有他对菲拉天菲教会,
he also said to the church of Philadelphia, do not let anyone take your crown from you.
弟兄姊,
brothers and sisters, what does that mean?
证明他们已经有冠冕,
that means they already have a crown.
那个冠冕不是皇冠,
that crown is not a golden crown.
那个冠冕是桂冠,
that crown is a crown of glory.
就是不是桂冠, 桂冠就是指说你在运动场上在而且你得的那个冠冕花冠是花冠桂冠,
that's actually a crown of a crown that you receive when you're in the race. A wreath. It's a wreath. If it's a wreath, means that you're overcoming. You were first in the race. Brothers and sisters, only one church knows that it has its crown. In other words, the whole church of Philadelphia is an overcoming church. Brothers and sisters, now you understand? The danger is someone will take your crown. Do you understand? In the whole Bible, only Paul knew that he had a crown. Only the church of Philadelphia knew they had a crown. The problem is this: don't lose that crown. Before the Lord's return, of course, the Lord wants to gain a church, a glorious church. You say this is just like a dream. Is that possible to be fulfilled? Don't forget, in the first century, amongst many meaning places, the church in Philadelphia, the Lord already loved
him.
He already received the crown of glory. In other words, amongst so many churches, the one that pleases the Lord the most, you cannot find wrinkles, you cannot find spots. The Lord said, I've already loved you. Don't let anyone take your crown. If the great tribulation is to come, don't worry, you have to go through it. Before, I would have raptured you. Brothers and sisters, now you understand? What does it tell us? Before the Lord returns, there are four churches, different conditions. One is from Thyatira till the Lord returns. The dark conditions continue to the end. After Reformation, that condition will remain until the Lord returns. Laodicea will continue until the Lord returns. But the problem is this: can the Lord receive His own church? Yes. It's very clear. What the church of Philadelphia shows us, this is what the Lord wants. But you have to remember, Philadelphia is our way. It's not our label. When you label yourself the Church of Philadelphia, you're already no longer in. You already left the purpose of God. You already become Laodicea. You felt that you follow the way of the Lord.
we feel that we fall on the walk on the way of the Lord.
But
you're wretched, poor, and miserable.
I
would say again. Now you should be very clear. Before the Lord's return, there is such a condition in the churches. So you can go into history. Not so long ago, many of us went into England. If you go through England and go around, and you can see how the church of Sardis is fulfilled according to the prophecy. Isn't it amazing? If you've really been to England, the Lord really blessed England because of this. It was the land that the sun would not set. A quarter of the world's land was occupied by England. A quarter of the world's population was under Great Britain. The shameful thing. But if you go to England again, so many historical sites
had to be a one.
But don't forget, this reminds you, so how the different pieces of Sardis were fulfilled. We have no time to study it, but from here you know, you need 2,000 years of history
to see from the perspective of God.
To see from the angle of the Holy Spirit how he interprets church history. So now we found the key. What is this key? Allows us to understand the first 300 years. The first 100 years we said. How about the second 100 years? The second 100 years. The first 100 years is spoken of by the church in Ephesus. The church in Smyrna speaks of what happened in 2nd and 3rd centuries. Now we want to ask. The 2nd and 3rd centuries. When you study church history, what is the interpretation of the Holy Spirit? What kind of condition was the church in? Very clearly. On the one hand, it is represented by church in Ephesus. On the other hand, represented by church in Smyrna. The original of Ephesus means to be relaxed.
Loose. 那么我们知道说这个以弗所的放松,
so the looseness of Ephesus,
它就是从成熟慢慢放松到失去了起初的爱.
He went from maturity to be loose to such a point that he lost his first love.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters, the first 300 years of church history,
一面是放松的,
on the one hand, the story and history of looseness,
好像那个钟呢本来上底发条的,
as if that clock was tightened first,
慢慢它就松了,
slowly became loose. So now I want to ask, how was the church loose? If it tells us how the church was loose, you can interpret the first 300 years of church history. On the one hand, the church was loose. On the other hand, the church was suffering. Because Smyrna means to suffer.
No, Moyao, Myrrh.
Myrrh is prepared for dead people. So when you speak about myrrh in the Bible, it's always about suffering. The church of Smyrna is a suffering church.
The
church in Ephesus is a loose church.
So,
in summary, how do you summarize the first 300 years? On the one hand, it's a story of looseness. On the the other hand is the story of suffering.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so, brothers and sisters,
当你看见教会经过了300年的放松跟受苦,
so after you see the church goes to 300 years of looseness and suffering, on the one hand you have overcoming, on the one hand you have a defeat.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这是圣灵真正的解释,
this is a true interpretation of the Holy Spirit. If it's man's interpretation,
要么只看见得胜的一面,
you either just see the victorious part or you just see the failure part.
如果一个历史只告诉你好的一面,
if the history only tells you the good part,
这不是真的历史,
this is not true history.
如果一历史只告诉你看见败坏的一面, 这不是真的历史,
if history tells you just the bad part, it's not true history.
真正的历史,
true history,
有好的一面,
there's a good aspect, there's a bad aspect.
你看见大卫的确合乎神的心,
you see David was one after God's own heart.
大卫写了诗篇23篇耶和华是我的牧师,
David wrote Psalm 23, Lord is my shepherd.
但也是大卫写了诗篇51篇,
but David also wrote Psalm 51.
大卫是个犯罪的大卫,
if it was a sinning David,
你看大卫不止犯奸淫了,
David not only committed adultery, he also committed murder.
所以在这里给我们看见,
so here it shows,
就是如果写大卫的历史的话,
if you write the history of David,
我们应该只想到大卫怎样是牧人,
you can only think of him as the Lord's shepherd, and then also according to God's will. This is not the true story. But you don't just think about his failure. This is not the true story either. What is the true story? On the one hand, we see David is a man after God's own heart. On the other hand, David is a sinner just like you and I. Brothers and sisters, when you point your finger to David, so then the Holy Spirit through David shows us how we are fallen too.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so, that's why the history of the Bible is accurate.
难怪圣经的解释是准确的解释,
the interpretation of the Bible is accurate.
我再说一遍,
let me repeat.
好300年的故事,
the first 300 years,
一面教会放松了,
on the one hand the church is loose,
另一面教会受苦了,
on the other hand the church suffered.
他不止受苦,
he not only suffered,
而且他得胜了,
he was victorious.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so, brothers and sisters,
我们可以这样说,
we can say this.
教会一面放松,
the church on the one hand was the church was also overcoming.
那么怎么办呢?
What do you do?
如果今天教会受苦的话,
if the church suffered today,
得胜的话,
if it's overcoming,
你怎么办呢?
What do you do?
不要失去你的冠冕,
do not lose your crown.
弟兄姊妹,
this is the call to overcome.
主呼叫你做得胜者,
the Lord calls us to be an overcomer.
但如果这个历史以后,
when you study this history,
还记得,
remember,
不要失去你的冠冕,
don't lose your crown.
但如果我们真的是放松了,
but if we are truly loose,
我们就应该悔改,
we need to repent.
请洗出所当行的事,
so do the things that we did from the beginning.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters, because of this, we can return to the presence of God. This is the way of the church. What is the way of the church? If you're overcoming, don't lose your crown. If you're rich, don't lose your crown. If you're full of presence of God, don't lose your crown. But if you're loose, you have to return to the Lord's presence. When many people are failing, you, according to the
还少数的一般人,
according to the commandment of the Lord,
你愿意跟随主,
like the few remnant willing to follow the Lord, you're willing to bear up his testimony.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and
sisters,
this is the way of the church.
所以我想再清楚不过,
I think it cannot be clearer.
头300年的历史,
the first three history of the first 300 years,
继续读的话,
if you study carefully,
里面很复杂的,
it's very complicated.
但现在我们要问,
but now we want to ask,
经过了两三百年以后,
after 200 or 300 years,
到底教训是什么教训?
What is the teaching?
到底重点在什么地方?
What is the main point?
在我们仔细看历史以前,
before we look at history,
我想我们稍微提一点就可以,
let's mention a point.
我们要问这头两三百年的解释到底在哪里?
So where is the interpretation of the first
尤其我们要问说,
I want to ask,
他们到底是怎么放松?
How were they loose?
使徒教会到底他们怎么放松?
How did the apostolic church become loose? How could the church on the one hand have the condition of
Ephesus
and then also have a condition of suffering?
So
we have to return to the Bible. In the first century, how did the church become loose? If you study history, You'll
see there are many historical facts.
你把这资料放在一起,
if you put these historical facts together,
你给神的话语的光一照,
and then under the light of the Lord,
啊, 你明白过,
now you understand.
你看你神的旨意是这个,
you see the will of God is this, this, this.
神的旨意不是这个, 也不是这个, 也不是这个,
the will of God is not this, this, this.
现在你看这些事情都发生了,
see, all these things happen.
果然像圣灵所预料,
just like what the Holy Spirit predicted.
果然像圣灵所说的,
just like what the Bible said.
一点都不错,
it is this way.
现在你读历史的时候,
when you study history,
你会跳起来,
you'll jump up.
你说你看见吗?
You see this?
这些历史主老早把预言在他的话里,
the Lord already placed this in his prophecy.
现在根据神的话,
according to the word of God,
你来解释这个历史,
when you interpret this history,
你来这个历史,这个解释,
so then that became the correct interpretation.
你知道怎么走在那条路,
then you know how to walk this way.
所以就是,
the brother and the sister,
我想再清楚,
I think it cannot be clearer.
好,现在我们如果 稍微把二三章读过一下,
so if we study chapter 2 and 3,
你有没有觉得这七个教会我们说过本来就第一世纪的教会?
So this is the church of the first century.
那如果你光读以弗所的教会,
if you just study the church in Ephesus,
它可能在某一点上是放松,
maybe in certain points it's loose,
但是可能在别的教会不是,
maybe it's not like this other place.
现在如果是讲到以弗所代表整体的教会的,
but if you speak about Ephesus representing all the churches,
所以现在你要找的放松期应该是一般的形态之上,
so the loose condition should be amongst most of them.
有的难处是一个教会特别的难处,
one may be a difficulty specifically for a church, but it may not be general. But there's one way. So if you study these churches, so if you study each of the seven churches, and then if you summarize them, they are also all of the church in the first century, not just the difficulty of church, what is the difficulty of Smyrna or Philadelphia, no matter what, if you add all of this goes together, you'll discover some common difficulties, some common general problems.
明白吗?
You understand?
所以如果这里面讲的一个难题几天一次的,
if there's a difficulty that only occurs once,
所以那就很可能是单独的个别的难题,
that's very specific.
但如果在七个教会的光景里面,
but if amongst these seven churches,
圣灵不止念一次,
the Holy Spirit not only spoke of it once or twice,
弟兄姊妹, 你如果不是一次而是两次的话,
if it's not just once, it's twice,
你知道在主的心里一直念那件事情,
so in the heart of the Lord, it was always, he was harking on that,
在乎这件事情,
he cared about that.
以弗所有这个难题,
Ephesus had such difficulty, and Smyrna had that difficulty, every difficulty is different, the Lord had nothing to say, but they all had a common difficulty, and that just happened once, happened twice.
所以弟兄姊妹,
the Holy Spirit is very careful.
许多时候我们人会碎碎念,
oftentimes we murmur,
我们碎碎念, 我们念这个念这个,
we nag this, nag that,
但是不要忘记,
but don't forget,
当我们的主在那里挂念的时候,
but when the Lord was thinking about this,
上面有一件事叫他摇头的,
he was something that he shook his head on. So if you study all seven churches,
你就知道说,
then you know,
就在第一个世纪,
in the first century,
有一种共同放松的情,
there's a common looseness.
那个就应该是那把钥匙给我们看见,
that should be the key to
show us. 你怎么解释? 第一个世纪, 第二世纪,
how do you explain what happened in the first, second, and third century? The first century was the start.
到第三世纪结束, 慢慢运染, 慢慢成长,
the third century, many things became came into shape. So we have to find these points.
好, 那现在呢, 如果你仔细把这两三个地方读过, 两三章读过的话,
so if you study carefully these two chapters,
那我现在把几个重点点一下就可以了,
I'll mention some important points.
我们看, 启示录第二章,
Revelation chapter 2,
第六节,
verse 6,
然而你还有一件可取的事, 就是你恨恶尼格拉一党人的行为, 这也是,
yet this you do have, that you hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. This is church in Ephesus. When it comes to Pergamum, verse 15,
So you also have some who in the same way hold the teaching of the
Nicolaitans.
It is also Ephesus and then in Pergamum. There's a difficulty. The difficulty of the
Nicolaitans.
So in Ephesus there's a condition called the condition of Nicolaitans. The church in Ephesus hated such teaching. The Lord said, I also hate this. In Ephesus it was just a way. Then it became a teaching. You see that? So there's a growth process. The feathers have grown, and now it's just these. It's also teachings. So when the Lord brought up
Pergamum,
so here it says those who hold the teaching of the Nicolaitans, not just Ephesus was
required.
So in Pergamum you also did it such way. One was just deeds,
it
was worse than deeds. Now there's a teaching to support the deeds. Brothers and sisters, now you see that. So this is the way and the deeds and the teaching of the
Nicolaitans.
Not just once, twice. So this proves that it's in the heart of the Lord. So this should represent the special feature. And then we continue on. Chapter 2, verse 9.
我知道你的患难，你的贫穷，你却是富足的。
I know your tribulation and your poverty, but you are rich.
也知道那自称为犹太人所说的毁谤话，其实他们不是犹太人，乃是撒旦一会的人。
I know your tribulation and your poverty, but you are rich, and the blasphemy by those who say they are Jews and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan. What is the difficulty of Smyrna?
有一帮人搅扰他们。
There was a group that above them.
那这搅扰他们。
Disturb them.
那么他们自己说他们是犹太人。
So they say they are Jews.
而且他们说了很多的毁谤。
But they are not.
说了很多毁谤的话,
and they said many blasphemies.
所以结果呢, 就叫他们受了很大的搅扰,
and then caused them to be greatly disturbed.
但如果其实他们不是犹太人,
but they are not Jews. They are of the synagogue of Satan.
这个话太严重了,
this is very serious. But the Lord said himself,
好了,这是一次吗?
Is it once?
如果光是一次的话,
if it's just once, then it's a difficulty in Smyrna. If the church has the same condition somewhere else, it becomes a general condition. You see that?
好,
in the church of Philadelphia,
那就是第三章,
chapter 3,
第九节,
verse 9.
那撒旦议会的自称是犹太人，其实不是犹太人，乃是说谎话的。
Behold, I will cause those of the synagogue of Satan who say that they are Jews and are not, but lie.
你看嘛，自称是犹太人。
They consider them, they call themselves Jews, but are not but of the synagogue of Satan. They're not Jews.
前面主说过了,
the Lord said it earlier, now the Lord repeated him. Was the Lord just nagging? No.
不是的,
no. There's something in the heart of God.
这个男人的士美拿有了,
this difficulty was in Smyrna, now in Philadelphia.
在士美拿说的是亵渎的话, 是毁谤的话,
in Smyrna, it was blasphemous. In Philadelphia, it was a lie.
然后现在主怎么说呢?
Now, what did the Lord
say?
He said, I will make them come and bow down at your feet. And make them know that I have loved you.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
现在请记得,
now remember,
这些人好像是菲拉铁菲的仇敌,
these people are like the enemies of Philadelphia. Some lies, and then to corrupt the saints in Philadelphia, and then those who misunderstood them, and in front of those who attacked the church of Philadelphia,
你说,
the Lord said, I will cause them to bow before you.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
外面他们外面反对你。
Outwardly they oppose you.
他们心里佩服。
In their heart, they respect you.
他们如果在你脚前下拜，就是他们佩服你。
If they bow down at your feet, that means they respect you.
你如果真的跟随主的话，
if you really follow the Lord,
他们外面可以误会你，可以攻击你。
They can misunderstand attack you.
但有一件事，
but one thing,
我要叫他们在你面前脚前下拜。
I'll make them to bow before your feet.
他们攻击你不是吗？
Don't they attack you?
他们的丰富从哪里来的？
Where do they abundance come from?
他们丰富都是从你来的。
Their richness came from you.
一面他攻击你，
on the one hand they attack you.
但另一方面，他所有属灵的会从你那里来的。
On the other hand, all the spiritual things came from you.
你看见没有？
You see that?
这个就是主给亚伯主告诉贝勒克贝的。
So this is what the Lord told the church of Philadelphia.
我要在他们面前告诉一件事。
And I will tell you before them.
我已经爱你。
That I have loved you.
弟兄姊妹，你现在明白了吗？
So you see that?
这个还不是普通的爱贝勒克贝。
This is not just a regular love.
乃是那些误会贝勒克贝的人。
And those who misunderstand you.
主告诉他们说。
And the Lord said.
我要在他们面前。告诉他们说我已经爱你。
Before them, I'll let them know that I have loved you.
我已经拣选你。
I've already chosen you.
他们说你走错了路。
They said you walked the wrong way.
但是我说你是走在神的心意中。
So I say you're walking in the way of the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brother and sister,
你要把眼睛闭起来。
You have to close your eyes.
你要把耳朵塞起来。
You have to close your ears.
如果你真的走在腓立比的道路上，
if you really walk the way of Philadelphia,
弟兄姊妹，你要问别人怎么说。
Don't ask what other people say.
别人怎么回谤你？
What other, how other people rebuke you?
别人怎么用谎言来破坏你？
How other people attack you.
感谢主，
thank the Lord. But just,
虽然他们攻击你，
even though they attack you,
如果你真的有属灵供应的话，
if you really have spiritual contribution,
他们手机里面的书就是你写的书，
the book that they have in the drawers is your book.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brother and sister, you see that? You understand that?
感谢主，
thank the Lord.
这个就是腓立比，
this is Philadelphia.
真的腓立比，
true Philadelphia.
不是自己脸上贴金子的，
it's not that you put gold on your face.
不是自己高兴说哦我是腓立比，
it's not that you anoint yourself Philadelphia.
全世界都说你不是腓立比，
the whole world says you're not Philadelphia. Now people will rebuke you. They're of synagogue of Satan.
但是我要叫他们在你脚前下拜。
So I'll cause them to bow before you.
叫他们知道我是已经爱。
To know that I have loved you.
爱你这个知识是叫他们知道。
To love you, this knowledge is for them to know.
你明白吗？这些人我知道的是特别的知道。
If these people know, it's a special knowing.
他们嫉妒你。
They are envious of you.
他们恨你。
They hate you.
但是弟兄姊妹，你如果真的走在主面前，
你 really walk before the Lord.
你真的心都在主面前的话，
you walk before the Lord.
他们要在你面前下拜，佩服你。
They will bow before you. They will respect you.
要在他们面前，
and before them,
就说我已经爱他。
The Lord said, "I have loved them."
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
现在你明白。
Now you understand.
不管在第一个世纪里面。
No matter if it's the first century,
有一个共同的难处。
There is a common difficulty.
简单的来说，
simply speaking,
第一，
first,
是尼格拉党的行为跟教义。
It is the seeds and teachings of Nicolaitans.
第二，
second,
是所谓犹太人的毁谤话跟谎话。
It's the blasphemy and lie of those who say they're Jews but are not.
大家明白吗？
Now you understand?
现在很明显的，
very clear.
教会的难处是什么？
What is the church difficulty in the church?
永远是被尼格拉党的教训和行为搅扰了。
On the one hand, they are disturbed by the heathen teachings of the Nicolaitans.
另外一方面呢，教会里面有一般所谓的犹太人。
On the other hand, the church has what so-called Jews.
现在我们要问。
Now I want to ask.
这个是预言不是吗？
Is this prophecy, right?
所以在教会历史里面一定应验。
So in church history, should have been fulfilled.
所以如果你把两头三百年故事读过了以后，你知道应该能看见这个情况。
So if you study the first 300 years of church history, you should find it.
教会怎么会有尼格拉党的人？
How could the church have the How did the church have those who are called themselves Jews but are not? It's very interesting.
这就是告诉你说,
this is to tell you,
头三百年,
the first 300 years,
教会怎么放松啊?
How did the church become loose?
你明白吗?
You understand?
教会放松了,
the church became loose?
因为有人跟从了尼格拉党的,
so those who followed those teachings of the Nicolaitans,
教会放松了,
was the church became loose?
所以你看有犹太人的, 自称是犹太人的谎话话跟毁谤的话，
so you see that there's a lie and the blasphemy of those who's called themselves Jews.
你怎么做得胜主？得胜者？
How can you be an overcomer?
弟兄姊妹，很清楚。
This is very clear.
我们应该悔改。
We have to repent.
回到起初所当行。
Return to the things that we did in the beginning.
主恨恶尼格拉党的行为。
The Lord hates the deeds of the Nicolaitans.
你应该恨恶主所恨恶。
You have to hate what the Lord hates.
这就叫做得胜者。
This is the overcomer.
那不光是。
Not only that.
你怎样做得胜者？
How do you become an overcomer?
虽然教会已经有了 犹太人
even though the church already had the Jews, but because you stand on the side of the Lord's will, brothers and sisters, of course oppose their deeds. So they said many blasphemous words. They said many lies. But brothers and sisters, remember, what is an overcomer? The overcomer is that not what you said.
It's
not that you tell someone else the Lord has already loved us. If you do this, you're Laodicea. But thank the Lord. He didn't say anything. The Lord said it himself. What else is it better than the Lord saying himself? You understand? People can be jealous of you. People can hate you. People can misunderstand you. But thank the Lord. If you walk before the Lord, if you hate those who are of the synagogue of
things,
you hate these teachings, these lies, brothers and sisters, if you are stand upon the testimony of God, thank the Lord, the Lord will do a thing. It's not that people will come and respect you. No,
brothers and sisters.
David was like this. The Holy Spirit already anointed him. He's already king. But thank the Lord. What was he waiting for? Does he have to wait? He has to wait. The Holy Spirit anointing him is not enough. He has to wait for his brothers to anoint him. He doesn't have to anoint himself. When his brothers anoint him, he was on the throne. Brothers and sisters, this is Philadelphia. Brothers and sisters, you still wander. You still like David. You still misunderstood. But thank the Lord. You don't say anything. You didn't want anybody to respect you. You don't want to anoint yourself. But one day, the Lord will do one thing. Allow them to bow at your feet. And before them, the Lord said, I have loved them.
Oh,
brothers and sisters, this is such a lesson. So now we want to ask, who is the teacher on the
Christian?
Who are of the synagogue of Satan?
I
think our time is up. For next session, and that's tonight we'll continue.
我们也够累了,
so we're tired, we should rest a little bit.
等到我们回来以后,
after we return,
回来以后,
after at
7,
but to see who are the Nicolaitans, who are those that call themselves Jews and are not in church history, did they really appear? If it's this way, is it then we know how the church became loose? If the church became loose slowly, then simple
for
us, why be overcomers? Shouldn't we return to the will of God? Shouldn't we do the things we did in the beginning? If we do not repent, brothers and sisters, today, maybe the lampstand is here. But the Lord said, if we do not repent, He'll remove the lampstand from its original place. You have everything. The ruins are there. The harbor is there. The stones are there. The marble is there. There's a sister that fell on that place. We comforted her.
We
said it's better for you to fall in this Ephesus than you fell on the marble that Paul already walked on. The marble is there. The harbor is there. Where's the lampstand? The lampstand is gone. The word of the Lord is true. This thing happened in history. This thing also happened on
earth.
So early church, they wrote the history together. So we also write history in many different places. But don't forget, this history has an explanation. This is the interpretation of Revelation 2 and 3. May the Lord really speak to our hearts. Let us bow with a word of prayer.
Dear Lord, we commit these words into your hands. Our hearts are willing. May these words touch those who love you. Maybe not everyone will understand. Maybe not everybody can appreciate
it.
May those who have ears hear what you're saying. Not just hear, but also feel that it's spoken to the heart. Not just spoken to the heart, and to rise up and walk. Lord, have mercy on us. That this be a special weekend. Maybe many were born for this day. Lord, we look to you. Don't let us go. Tonight we have one more session. May you speak to each of our hearts. Don't let us just let the time pass by. Hear our prayer. In Jesus' victorious name.
Amen.